From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Jennifer Ludden. Hurricane Charley has left a path of destruction across Florida, killing at least 15 people and leaving thousands more homeless. The hurricane was the strongest to hit Florida in a dozen years. It knocked out electrical service to some 2 million homes and businesses. President Bush declared four Florida counties major disaster areas and promised to visit the state tomorrow to see the damage firsthand. NPR's Eric Weiner has this report.
It's an old adage in the weather forecasting business that hurricanes are fickle. You never know what they're going to do. Hurricane Charley was true to form. For days, it was tracking a steady course for the Tampa Bay area. Then, just before making landfall, it suddenly changed course, devastating an area more than 100 miles to the south. I'm driving down U.S. Route 41, which goes through the heart of both Port Charlotte and Punta Gorda, Florida, the two hardest hit areas. Both on my left and on my right, there are incredible scenes of destruction. There's shattered glass, roofs have been ripped off. Here's a gas station where the pumps have been overturned. Ambulances and rescue crews have trouble getting through because there's damage to the roads.
Most areas around here are just devastated. It's unbelievable. I can't believe how all the steel I-beams just bent over like little twigs and snapped. It's just amazing.
That's Brad Dixon. He lives in Sarasota, an area mostly spared by Charley, but drove to Port Charlotte this morning to see the damage for himself.
I feel bad for these folks here because could have been any one of us, actually. So, last couple days, everybody's been preparing for it, and I don't think these people prepared quite as much as we did because they figured it would go north, but can't believe everything the weather people say, right?
Because of Charley's sudden change of course, some people in this part of the state did not evacuate to shelters, but instead chose to ride out the storm in their homes. By all accounts, it was a very rough ride. Here's Bob Thorpe and his neighbor, 12-year-old Cameron Fernandez.
We got back in the bathroom in the older part of the house, and we had a mattress with us, and we covered up, and I took one peek outside, and it was just a wall of water. And I mean, you know, you could hear things bouncing off the roof, and finally what happened was our roof was over. It's gone, you know.
You heard everything breaking around you, and, you know, it started trembling. And
were you scared?
Yeah, very scared the whole time, yeah. Last night when we had some rain, it's, you know, you just can't stop thinking about what happened that day, and it just keeps on flashing back in your mind.
Most of those killed were people living in this area's many mobile homes. Though urged to evacuate, a few chose to stay behind. As residents assessed the damage and began their arduous task of cleaning up, police, some from counties hundreds of miles away, helped maintain order. Officer Joe Bischoff, on top of an all-terrain vehicle, says his job is to prevent looting.
There has been some looting, but right now it's under control.
Florida Governor Jeb Bush toured the devastated areas by helicopter. Later at a news conference, he promised to do everything possible to help the injured and the homeless. Asked if the authorities were prepared for Hurricane Charley's sudden shift in course, here's what Governor Bush had to say.
You can't plan for the unforeseen. God doesn't follow the linear directions of computer models. And these are powerful storms that don't behave in any kind of way that you can say with certainty where they're going to go.
The American Red Cross has set up more than 250 disaster relief shelters in Florida, where volunteers are handing out dry clothing and meals and counseling those who need it. A Red Cross official says it's the organization's largest response to a hurricane since Hurricane Andrew devastated southeastern Florida some 12 years ago. Eric Weiner, NPR News, Sarasota, Florida.
Charley was later downgraded to a tropical storm and pushed into the Carolinas.